Essay, God Only Knows, by Rebecca Quinn. So, my brother is getting married next year, which is a big deal for our family. But it's an even bigger deal for the organisation that he's marrying into, the Catholic Church. He and his wife-to-be are getting hitched in her native Malta, where the state religion is Catholicism. Malta is heavily Catholic. The majority of its population believe in Catholic doctrine, and many of the country's laws are influenced by the religion. Malta was the last European country to legalise divorce in 2011, and abortion remains illegal. Both of these concepts are traditionally wrong, according to the Roman Catholic Church, though beliefs among individual worshippers do vary across the board. In order to be able to get married there, my brother and his fiancée have to jump through several hoops. They must attend marriage preparation classes, learn a number of passages concerning marriage in the Bible, and demonstrate proof of their Catholic background, including showing their certificates of baptism and confirmation, both religious ceremonies that you undertake as a child and teenager, respectively, to be indoctrinated into the church. As an official witness to the marriage, I'm also subject to a Catholic background check. But I haven't considered myself religious since I was 18. Although my brother and I were raised Catholic and went to a Catholic school, I can confirm that I'm definitely not one of the 1.27 billion strong network of Catholics in the world. I'm not sure that I believe in God, but I wouldn't say that I am an outright atheist either. I think the label is agnostic. The Oxford Dictionary defines an agnostic as a person who believes that nothing is known or can be known of the existence or nature of God. To me, the concept of God always seemed too incomprehensible to fit into one neat story or explanation. The UK is predominantly Christian, although there are many different religions that are practiced across the country. In some parts of London, you could easily spot a church, a mosque, and a synagogue within a few square kilometres of each other. This is a great example of the UK's diversity, but is also a source of social conflict. In Japan, there are two primary religions, Shintoism and Buddhism. As a foreigner, it's very hard to tell them apart. Shrines and temples look the same to me. But I like how the two coexist in harmony. It seems that lots of Japanese people think of themselves as both, whereas it would be pretty uncommon for somebody to think of themselves as both Jewish and Muslim. Do I pretend to believe in the Catholic faith for the wedding? Is it enough to have once performed all the rituals that make me an official member of the church? I guess. God only knows.